Hi, I'm Kira.
Hi, I'm Parth.
And this is our movie review for Wonka.
Okay,
First thoughts?
Like, I really, initially, like, just seeing that Timothée Chalamet was going to play Willy Wonka, I wasn't skeptical, but I was like, oh.
Surprised.
I was like, I'm surprised. It's like Chris Pratt as Mario. It's the same thing. I was like,
surprised.
I mean, interesting, but I mean, it's whatever. But I mean, as much of a Timothée Chalamet fanboy as I am, I was a little confused. I was like, oh, Willy Wonka of all things. But he honestly like killed it. I thought he was sick. Like he did.
He did
really well. I mean, even from the first like couple scenes, I was like, oh, like he really got into it for the chocolate.
He got into it for the chocolate.
I was like, this is very impressive.
I liked the
I have to readjust.
I liked the like, I mean, obviously it's like a more directed towards children more, but like I liked how childish it was.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably because we all the time we're like always ingesting so much like serious shit. Like we're always just like what's it called? It's like Oppenheimer, Barbie
like
as
deep, like yeah, deep thinking.
Yeah, like Oppenheimer, Barbie, even at its like, in the end, Barbie had like a deep message to it.
In the core,
yeah. Like we're always taking in so much like this like 7-8 dimensional like movies,
mm-hmm,
to where it was nice to finally have a movie where it's just like,
Like chill,
and it was like over everything. It was such a fun movie. It was so nice to sit back in my 24-inch monitor and watch.
Do you not have a TV in your dorm?
We do, but Zach was using it to watch Godzilla Minus One.
Oh no, we have a TV in our dorm.
How big is it?
It's like pretty big.
Is it?
Like it's a good size.
We have a TV, but it's pretty tiny. It's not like super tiny, but it's like, you can tell it's a TV, but it's not huge. I mean, it does the job.
I mean, like, it's honestly like a good size. Like,
give me like inchage. Pause.
Like about the width of my arms right now. Maybe a little smaller, like this.
That's pretty good.
Like when I carried it up, I had to like square my arms like that.
No, but I mean, nobody can tell that you were doing that. So yeah. you just sound like an idiot. But I mean,
my
okay.
arms were spread quite wide. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I mean, like this, I feel like this is just going to be like, this is going to be like Timothée Chalamet's like just era. Because he's doing so many like different, he's doing so many different roles. Because he
shows his range for sure.
Yeah. No. And his range is fucking impressive. Yeah. He did this like a super silly role as playing Willy Wonka. Then he did this fucking Darth Vader-esque character with Paul Atreides. And then now he's doing, there's a
Dune.
No, that's what Paul Atreides is.
Oh.
But then, okay. Bro did not watch Dune 1.
I did, but I did not really like it.
That's fair.
Wasn't for me.
And then now he's, you know, he's going to be in a biopic. He's playing Bob Dylan.
Wait, I saw that.
Yeah. Yes, dude. He's gonna play Bob Dylan. If he like,
I that's the only thing I've heard about that movie is that he's playing Bob Dylan, but I've heard nothing else.
Well, it's just a Bob Dylan biopic.
So oh, really?
It's just gonna be about him, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. I think he's gonna kill it, but I'm just a fanboy.
Wait, hold on. I just need to.
Do you not know who Bob Dylan is?
Like I do. Okay. Yeah, I know who that is. I was just checking. Just in case I didn't.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I don't know any Bob Dylan songs.
Well, let's look. Bob Dylan is what I wrote.
Like, I don't know him like that.
Time passes slowly.
How does that one go?
Like a Rolling Stone.
Oh, I know like a Rolling Stone.
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
If you played that, I probably would know it.
Which one?
Knocking on Heaven's Door. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know this song.
Yeah.
I probably know a lot of his songs. probably know a lot of his songs. I just can't, like, recognize them by name.
No, yeah, I agree.
But I think he's going to kill it.
They're doing a lot of, like, the musician, like,
biopics. Yeah, because they just did Marley.
They also, Elvis, like, 8 times over has been done.
Yeah. Some people are saying that Jacob Elordi was better at Elvis than Austin Butler was. I haven't seen Priscilla.
I mean, I'm a fan of Jacob, so.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to top Austin Butler when it came to Elvis.
He's the guy that's in Kingsman, right?
I don't know if he's in Kingsman or not. He was in some Disney shows, and then he's in Dune too.
Oh man, that was not. Oh, that's not who I thought that was. He's not in Kingsman.
No.
If you were curious, he's not.
You talking about Taron Egerton?
Maybe. What, didn't he? No.
He played Elton John in Rockin' Man.
Yeah, my bad.
I actually never saw that.
I
like biopics, but I never saw that. I gotta stick by it though. The best biopic, 100%, is Bohemian Rhapsody.
I love that movie.
That movie's actually amazing.
It is really good. I heard people like don't like it, but I liked it.
Well, people don't like everything.
They don't like this movie. They don't like Wonka.
Yeah. Whoever hates on Timothée Chalamet for like being Willy Wonka, fuck you. I was actually pissed. He did such a good job. It was such a silly, fun movie. Maybe the reason people were hating on it is because they took it so fucking seriously.
Yeah, I feel like...
Like, makes me angry when hate doesn't make sense.
Sometimes you just have to, like, enjoy movies that are, like, silly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not thinking about it, so it's, like, fun.
Like, the world is not that serious. Like, mm-hmm. Ease up a little. Jesus. Yeah. It's literally Willy Wonka. He made...
Chocolate.
In the other two movies, some fucking fat kid literally falls into a chocolate river. Like, are you serious? What are you thinking about in that moment? Like, oh my God, the significance of the fat kid falling. Like, dude.
The significance.
I was like, shut up, bro. No, this is just a good example of how people shouldn't take shit so fucking, like, seriously.
Yeah.
Especially with movies. Because if you're using movies as an escape, like, away from your life, then you maybe shouldn't take them so seriously, or else you're going to make your own life worse. But I'm not going to pick apart people for how they consume media.
What did you think of the other two? Did you watch? Have you seen all
I've seen
of them?
I've seen them all, yeah.
All of them?
The first one, I mean, it's beyond our time, kind of.
The 75?
A little beyond our time.
Really?
Not like super beyond our time, but it's aging.
I guess it is aging.
But
I don't know,
it's
I
a classic
it.
Movie. I really like it.
Yeah.
It's the second best one. They're all, okay, this might be a hot take, but I liked the Johnny Depp, the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Like, I like the Johnny Depp one, but
I've only seen that a few times.
Yeah, I've watched it. I've watched like a good four.
Four?
Well, I've been alive for 19 years.
That's true.
So over the span of however long, I've watched that movie a couple of times. I don't know. I really liked it. Watching it more recently, I realized, like, I definitely only liked it so much because I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely a very, like, it's very odd, very tacky. And I don't know. Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka was pretty good. I think there's just too much makeup on him. They made him look, like, artificial.
That's valid.
Because, what's his name? Gene Wilder and Timothy, it's just them. Like, they're just Willy Wonka. But Johnny Depp didn't even look like Johnny Depp. I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree. I know exactly what you're talking about.
What the fuck?
Oh.
It's dolphins. But, okay, what'd you think about the singing? Because I am not... I wouldn't say like I don't dislike musicals at all. But I don't seek out musicals ever.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I did musical theater for a few years.
Theater kid.
Don't bring it up.
I'm bringing it up.
It's an era that I would wish to forget.
How? It was like 4 years.
No, it was a long time.
See, you're just proving my point.
Well, I mean, let's just say I'm glad I don't do theater.
Were
anymore.
You like the basic, like, or like, were you like the textbook theater kid?
No.
Like, were you like a weirdo?
I would like to say, no, I wasn't. I don't think so. I would like to say, I think I was a kid in theater. But I feel like everyone says that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so you are a theater kid.
But that wasn't like everything I did. And also, I never really listened to musicals like outside of if I was doing it. Like,
it's fair. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't either.
And I feel like I did so many other things than that. Like, I was also an athlete. I was in student government. I made my own like nonprofit with like my friend Emily. Like,
W. I mean,
I feel like if you're a theater kid, that's all you do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's just like the definition for theater kid. It's just that's your personality. I never did theater. I almost said thankfully, but there's nothing wrong with doing it. I just never did it.
There's an issue if that's like
I went to
you.
A weirdo school though, so I might
like really if that's you. If like you are theater, like if you're a theater kid,
and
like,
that's check all yourself. That's you live and breathe.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I like the singing in this movie. I mean,
I like it. I thought I did laugh out loud when he started singing right off the bat.
Oh yeah, no, that was a little.
It just made me laugh. I wasn't expecting it. I was expecting like a lead in or something.
No, he just
immediate.
But it was nice. Timothy Chalamet does not have a bad voice.
He doesn't.
No.
He was on Broadway.
Was he?
I feel like he was. I'll look. But
I'm pretty sure. I don't think he is, but I'm not sure.
Timothy Chalamet, Broadway.
Was he on Broadway?
Okay, well, all of these are just saying if he would be on Broadway.
So he wasn't.
Was on Broadway? Was Timothy Chalamet on Broadway? In 2014, he made his Broadway debut in the play The Real Thing. Yep. Broadway.
Well, still, like, you can be on Broadway and
Prodigal
suck.
Prodigal Son. That's true.
Like,
wasn't Cameron Dallas on Broadway?
Yes. Yes, he was.
For, I think it was Mean Girls.
Dude, fuck Cameron Dallas. I got beef with him.
Did you ever see, there was a movie he was in, it was like Expelled or something.
No.
I watched that and I actually enjoyed it.
Cameron Dallas. We're thinking about the same like TikTok boy looking dude. I don't know what he looks like now.
Yes, this is exactly who I'm thinking
Does
of.
He still look like that? Dude, switch your fucking look up. Come on.
Yes, he was in Expelled in 2014 and I actually enjoyed it.
Didn't he have a whole like documentary about him? I heard it was like Chasing Cameron or something.
Yeah, right.
Is Chasing it literally what it's called?
Yeah, you're right.
Chasing well, they're all chasing something because fucking the
everyone's chasing something.
Okay. The fucking Travis Kelce one was Chasing Kelce.
Oh.
Or it was that but that was like a dating show though. It was really weird.
Did you see that the Kelces are coming?
I saw that like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Well, I mean me too, but I haven't seen you in like a week.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, no, I'm probably not gonna
go
to that.
Back from break. Back from break, guys.
What'd you do over break, Kara? Actually I didn't ask you this. No, Santi asked you this.
Santi asked me, but
I wasn't picking
I just hung out with like a lot of my friends. Like one of my friends, Kira, we have the same name, but she goes to school in Texas. And so
what school?
Trinity in San Antonio.
Why San Antonio?
She was born and raised her grandparents live in Texas and her whole family's right. Like very Texan.
Okay. I was gonna say like San Antonio of all cities in Texas are like boo.
I've never been, so I have nothing to speak on. I know she likes it, so.
I mean, it's not a bad city. It's just compared to the others, it's just boring.
Yeah, you got Houston and Dallas. It's kind of.
And Austin. Austin is really nice. Yeah. But if
Have you ever been in the Dallas airport?
Yes. Yes, I have. On the way to San Antonio.
Oh.
I went to.
Why were you in San Antonio?
Visiting friends.
Oh.
I wasn't there for the city. I was there for.
Exactly. You're there for the people.
Yeah. But I mean, if I didn't have those friends that live in San Antonio, I wouldn't.
Yeah. No, San Antonio apparently is actually like, so I didn't really know, not San Antonio, Trinity is like, I didn't really know about Trinity or anything about it until like my friend went there.
Yeah.
But apparently it's like well known like academically. Like
Trinity College?
Venus Williams was there for a seminar. Adam Sandler played basketball there like this year.
What's like, your major?
Her majors? Oh boy. It's like, it was either finance or accounting or something.
She's going to Trinity for a.
Yeah, but I think she's.
It's a liberal arts college.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, no, I'm not like 36% judge. Is like it's low key. It was hard to get into.
I was gonna say, you got to be smart to get in.
She's so smart. She's like one of the smartest people I know. Yeah.
What was it? Did she get into any other notable places?
I don't exactly remember what she got into or what she didn't get into, but
do you think you're gonna go to grad school?
I don't have to, so I'm not going to.
Oh, that's fair.
I mean, are you going to?
100%.
Why?
I want to.
Oh, I'm trying to not spend that money. I don't really need it, so.
I don't know. I feel like I really.
For what I want to do, it's more hands-on, so I'd rather leave college and go get hands-on experience.
But that's the thing. We're getting hands-on experience in college.
I know, but if I can, skip out on, going to grad school and I can just get hands-on experience while I'm getting a job, I'd rather do that.
I'll do my hands-on experience because where I want to go to grad school is on it. Like, I can.
Where do you want to go?
NYU. Oh. So it won't be hard to get experience when I'm in New York.
Valid.
But it's going to be real. I have to work my ass off in the 4 years that I'm here in order to
get there.
But even if I don't go to NYU, I'll probably just stay here for grad school too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always wanted to do.
You've always wanted to go.
I've always wanted to get a master's instead of just a bachelor's.
I didn't really think about it. I didn't need to go to grad school, and so I wasn't going to.
That's fair. I mean, it's not necessary. It's just.
I just feel like for our major, it's not really necessary.
That's true. I mean, all that it'll do is if I do manage to go to school in New York, it'll give me a better credential because Master of Media graduated from New York University.
Yeah,
that just looks incredibly good.
No, that's valid. That is valid.
I mean, and did you know Spike Lee is a professor at NYU?
No, I did not know that.
You know who Spike Lee is?
Nope.
Motherfucker. Spike. I mean, you might know his face.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is. No, I'm awful with names. You never ask me a name. I don't know them.
Really?
Yeah, it's really bad.
I mean, I like to hope other than your, friends.
Sometimes even my friends.
You know what? I'm just going to, I'm going to interpret that as that you're just forgetful.
It's not even forgetful. Well, I am forgetful. Don't catch me knowing any dates.
Bro, but, when's my birthday?
When's my birthday?
When?
Your birthday is in September because I didn't know you yet.
Why would I ask you when your own birthday is?
To test my memory.
When is your birthday?
May 21st.
Okay, well, I hope that's a basic.
Your birthday's in September, right?
Yeah.
Because
if you get the day, I'll give you a cookie.
24.
You are so far off. My birthday is the 7th.
Oh.
2004. So I'm not really young. I'm old.
Yeah. You're on the older age of our,
Yeah.
Grade.
I got held back once in kindergarten.
Oh, my brother got held back in kindergarten, too.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
I forget the reason, I'm going to be honest.
I'm on the younger end, but, I'm never really, perceived as that, if that makes sense.
I'm on the older end, but I'm never perceived. Because I don't look old.
Yeah.
I look, how old do I look?
Well, I look young. I have a baby face. You look 18. And I know you're 19, but
turning 20 this year.
Yeah. You just look 18. You look like you're a college student.
Yeah. I'm thankful I don't look younger. I'm thankful I don't look older than my age.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to look older than my age. Okay, let's get back to this movie.
Oh, yeah.
But
back to Wonka.
One thing I was seriously impressed by with this movie, everything was so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Everything was really beautiful. They did these colors really, really well. It was so nice. Costumes were great.
I like the costume. I wonder how much this costed? Yes, cost. Wonka cost. $125 million.
How much did it make? You just look up
Well, sometimes it just gives it to me. How much did it make? Oh, $628 million.
Damn. So it made $500 million.
Yes. Over.
Well, there you fucking go. I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Dude, again, I don't know why people were hating on this movie so bad.
I liked it.
I really liked
it. Except to be fair, some of these promo pictures are a little.
Yeah. I was talking to my friend and he was like, yeah, this trailer and all these pictures look really fucking weird. Which, I mean, they do. They do look a little weird, but like the movie itself was really good.
Yeah. I also think some of it is when there is either an addition or a remake of something that was considered like a classic.
Yeah.
People are going to trash it no matter what because no one likes getting rid of like the nostalgia of a movie. Because
I'm trying to think like what other movies have done that.
Literally all the remakes, like Ariel.
People didn't like the Little Women.
Yeah, remake, exactly.
Which
Pride and Prejudice, people got heated about that.
I don't know if this is a hot take, but I like the 2019 Little Women.
That's
over
the one with like Emma Watson. Yeah.
And Timothy Chalamet as yes. Laurie. Yeah.
Yes.
As
you I can love tell, that movie.
As you can tell, I really, what's it called? I really love Timothy.
Speaking of cast, this cast was like fire.
It was fire, but it was people I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, I
didn't expect. I didn't expect Key from Key and Peele. I didn't expect him to even be in this movie.
No, I didn't. Mr. Bean was in this movie.
That shocked me too. That shocked me in the same scene that I saw.
And Olivia Colman.
And Hugh Grant. I didn't expect Hugh Grant to be the fucking the Oompa Loompa.
Oh yeah, that was so
like,
funny.
But like Oompa Loompas, I didn't notice it until I looked up the cast because honestly, like.
Keegan Key surprised me so much. I saw him and I was like, wait, I love that guy. He's in this movie.
I was like, what the hell? Who else? Let's see. That's like roughly about it.
Like the main cast was stacked.
I was going to say Timothy Chalamet, Hugh Grant, Olivia Colman. Yeah, Mr.
Rowan,
Bean.
Yeah, Mr. Bean, that's all he is. Yeah.
Yeah, Keegan Key, that was crazy. Mm-hmm. But, No, this cast really impressed me too.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought Keegan was so funny.
I think the progression of him getting fatter.
That was so funny.
I actually thought
when he got out of the car.
Out of the car at the
like,
end, he's like stuck.
He's like, the car shrunk. And they're like, sure it did.
Are you like fat shaming him?
Am I?
Yeah.
No.
I was going to say, do you think they were fat shaming him?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, they definitely were fat shaming that dude. Poor dude, he just likes chocolate. What's the big deal? I love chocolate. What is your favorite chocolate? Do you like chocolate? I just asked you three questions.
I like chocolate, but I'm okay with all of the chocolate, but I love dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate is the best. I think as a kid you like milk the best, but
I don't really like I like milk chocolate. Like you give me like a milk chocolate like candy bar, like sure I'm eating it. But I can't eat it, like, all or else I feel, like, sick.
Really?
Yeah. I can only eat a lot of dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate is also the healthiest for you, isn't it? Pretty sure it is.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's still chocolate. But, yeah.
It also tastes the best.
It's not, like, overly sweet. I like it because it's, like, a little bit bitter.
What's your favorite, like...
candy bar?
Yeah.
I don't really like candy bars, but I like, have you seen, like, the chocolate-covered fruit? Like, the frozen and the freeze-dried?
Yeah.
I like that stuff. But I guess I also like Kit Kats and Crunch bars.
Yeah. So, like, the crunchy ones?
Yeah.
I was going to say, if I had to pick a favorite, you might call me a weirdo, but the Hershey's milk chocolate with the almonds...
No, I love almonds.
They're so dude. They're
no,
so,
I love chocolate covered almonds.
I've been addicted to those ever since I was a little kid. And you know Cadbury?
Cadbury eggs or just their chocolate?
Their chocolate. The Cadbury like fruit and nut. Okay, pause. But
I've never had that, but it sounds good. I like Cadbury eggs.
I like fruit. Okay, this is making me sound so like gay.
No, you can't say that.
Dude, no. What do you mean I can't say that? What's wrong with being gay?
Okay, just go ahead.
I'm saying, like, it's making me sound really gay, and I'm not gay. But, like, I like it when there's, like, fruit and, like, nut and stuff. Dude, okay. See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, it just makes me sound like I want dick.
No, it's because you pointed it out that it sounded like that, that it made me laugh.
Yeah. Well, I would have pointed it out anyway. Like, that was inevitable. But I'm not, like, a huge chocolate guy.
Chocolate.
Yeah. You know Indian people? They call like all candy chocolate.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you know how like Southerners call all
soda Coke?
Like, Coke. It's mm-hmm. just, it's the same premise. Like everything's chocolate.
Everything's chocolate.
Like if you're in a sentence, if you're referencing to any candy, it's all chocolate. My favorite chocolate is probably the Hershey's with the almonds. Mm-hmm. My favorite candy is Sour Patch Kids. 100%. I would like.
Oh, I really like gummy bears.
I will inhale them. Why didn't you want the sour Haribos I had today?
I did. I just didn't realize you were offering them to me.
Oh, well, I don't think I even ended up finishing the bag.
No.
No, because I gave them to Emily and she didn't finish them. She just left them.
Yeah. No, I did want them. I was like locked in to fixing the podcast.
Did you fix it?
I think so.
What was wrong with it?
It was the 19 minutes.
No, I'm saying like what was
Oh, I don't know what happened. I think I was able to do it a different way though.
Oh. Sorry, it's a really bad yawn.
It's okay.
I'd like to hope so. I was going to say now this is a very big question for me getting back to the movie.
Oh yeah.
Do you think that this movie being in the form of a musical was better than if it wasn't? Because do you think it would have been as good if Timothée Chalamet, same casting, same everything,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't a musical? Do you think it would have been better that way, or do you think it was better this way?
I liked the music. I think it made it really silly. And yeah. I was going to mention this like later, but I'll just like say it now. Something that I really did like about this movie is it's portraying like Willy Wonka as younger, and so he's like full of hope. He has like that sparkle of like inspiration and stuff.
Like there's like the light in his eyes.
Yeah, the light in his eyes. And when you see the older ones, it's less of like silly and quirky to more like odd. And I think that's just because like he's grown old and he's experienced the world. Like in the 75, or is that when it came out? The 1975 version? Whatever.
In that area.
When that one came out, like there's some of the scenes that are like downright creepy. And, like, he just, like, looks, like kind of weird. You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about because I agree. He does look a little odd in the older one. And even in...
And so in this one, I like it because it's, like...
1971.
1971.
Same time frame.
Yeah. But in this one, I liked it because it was very, like, quirky and silly. Not really odd.
It wasn't the... Yeah,
and I showed it, like... I think it showed the innocence of him. And, like...
Because this is before he, like... This is at the end of the movie was his factory.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, what's it called? It wasn't just
like a shop.
Like a shop. It was his factory.
Yes.
So I think if they ever made a Wonka 2, that would probably go along the story of the other two movies.
Although I have said this so many times, I'm a hater of like sequels that don't need it.
Yeah, this doesn't need a sequel.
If they make a sequel, I will be upset.
Really?
Because, like, the whole point of it was, like, making a beginning for movies that already exist.
I was going to say, we know the story.
We know the story.
We don't need... I agree with you with this one. We don't need a sequel.
Have you ever been in the weeds dealing with customers at your retail job?
The Karens.
The wild cards.
The regulars.
The arguers.
And sometimes you just want to say...
Okay, great, bye.
Well, don't forget...
A customer is always right.
Listen to In the Weeds anywhere you get your podcasts and youtube.com/bearcastmedia.
Let's meet the meatball man.
What's another movie you think like doesn't need a sequel?
If Barbie does a sequel, I'll be upset.
That would be really stupid. Like,
I agree.
It
would undermine the entire importance of like what it shared.
Yeah.
Because like if you make another one, now you're just doing it for the money.
Which wasn't the fucking point of the first one. The point of the first movie was to spread this initial message, not...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got, like tired. I'm getting really comfortable, like, falling asleep.
But anyways, back to, like, the music. I think it added, like, something... it added, like, the innocence, like, the fun, like, the quirk. I do think maybe there was a few songs they could have taken out of. Like, I feel like maybe not all of them were... necessary.
Oh yeah, no, all of them, some of them were definitely a little unnecessary.
Yeah,
and they're just definitely trying to put more music in there.
Yeah, but like the come with me, like that was, I love that. I liked the chocolate.
I thought the scrubbing song was really annoying.
The scrub was a little... That one felt a little unnecessary.
That was very unnecessary. They didn't... I mean, I can understand, like, oh, yeah, we got to clean, we got to scrub, but, dude, like, shut up. Like, they played the song, like, 60 fucking times. It's just, like, making me mad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I like the music in the movie, though. I mean, of course, yeah, Pure Imagination, the, mm-hmm. like, iconic...
You needed that.
Willy Wonka song that everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't have a Wonka movie without it. And
Oompa Loompa.
And I think, did they have it in the Johnny Depp one?
I thought they had some music in all of them. Which is why when people are like, why is it a musical? That's stupid. And it was like, they all have music.
The first one had a good amount of music
in it. Yep, it did. I'm sure the Johnny Depp one did.
I know the Johnny Depp one was weird with music because it had like, I don't know. I don't know if the first one, I forget if the first one did, but they had songs for each like person.
Yeah, there was. Yeah. Oh, it seems there's only two, which was the Oompa Loompa song and the Pure Imagination.
What about the Augustus Gloop song?
That's Oompa Loompa.
No, that's a different one.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I guarantee you that's a different one. Because they're talking about how he's so fat.
Oh, my God.
Told you.
All right, you did tell me.
I fucking hate that. I hate Augustus Gloop so much, bro. I was going to say, I'm thankful that they... Okay, another thing about this movie is that I was thankful that they made a prequel instead of just repeating the same story.
Yeah, I agree.
Because the story's been made already. Like, it's nice to see another side mm-hmm. of it. I think the...
Good idea, Hollywood.
I was going to say. I think the concept of the inn owners, like, scamming him, I was like, really?
It felt kind of like Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yeah, where they, like, swindled him.
Mm-hmm. But, and there's three.
Is it a little... I mean, there's definitely... I don't know if that's exact... No, it's definitely, like, a parallel.
Maybe not an exact parallel, but I saw it.
It's the same.
Because there's three of them. There's the tall, skinny, the small, round, and the meat, like, the, like, lean leader.
I don't know if that's, I wouldn't...
And also, there's an underground thing where they collect all of their, like... things.
That's like a very basic like trope though. Like it's a very basic
I'm not saying it's like a mirror. I'm just saying that
right,
it's like the trope. It's what it reminded me of.
Because when I think of that, I think of like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Because you got the mm-hmm. the big round one, you got the tall skinny one, and you got the leader.
Yeah.
So I mean
leader of the pack.
Okay, shut up. No, but do you where would this rank in comparison to the other two movies for you?
I really liked it, but I'm also a fan of the classics. I feel like you can't, I don't know, since it wasn't a remake, I don't want to say like, oh, I loved this one so much more than the other one because it wasn't the same story.
Right.
But I am a fan of the original. So maybe I'd say like the 71, this one, and then Johnny Depp.
I got to flip this one in the original. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
I really like this movie.
I really liked it too. I just am like I
maybe
remember,
I let it simmer.
It's the nostalgia.
Yeah, maybe I need to let it sit for a little bit because I did just watch it like an hour ago.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll change my mind, but I don't know. Like I like the new story. I like the singing.
I like it too.
I don't know. It's just there was a lot of new. That's the whole thing.
I also liked the way of like film. Like that's not filming. But it felt almost like a Wes Anderson film, just a tiny bit, and I kind of liked it.
I can understand that, yeah. I mean, definitely wasn't, but...
Yeah, but, like, it kind of had a little bit of that feel.
Glimpses here and there.
Yeah, and I liked it. I love that type of, like, filming and writing.
What's another... hold on. So then, like, my next question. So there's a phrase that was repeated, which was the greedy always beat the needy.
Oh, yeah.
Is that really true?
Yes. Yes.
Like, yes. in what circumstances are really true? The greedy beat the needy? That just sounds dumb.
Let's look at the amount of people that are in poverty. Let's look at the amount of people that are...
They're both
rich.
They're both greedy and needy. Rich people... I don't even know if rich people... All rich people aren't greedy.
Well, no. But...
Do you know I'm rich?
Yeah.
I'm actually not rich. I lied to you. I'm not rich. I'm like...
Okay, $800 phone.
Okay. I have to pay for it myself. I'm the one who broke the first one, dude. Like, I can't do anything about that. I don't know. I just thought... I just kept hearing needy is like... What was it? Greedy beat the needy. I was like, is this really true?
I don't know. I just think there's examples of like big businesses or like people in power ripping off like other people.
Yeah.
Like
they need like a Robin Hood.
All the time.
I'm going to be that Robin Hood.
Like a Green Arrow. You can be modern day Green Arrow.
No, I'm not. He's rich.
Bad man.
Okay. You ruined it. What did you... Okay, so there's the use of music and the singing, but what did you think about the like actual music other than obviously like... It felt a bit unnecessary. Like, did you like the actual songs?
Yeah, and I thought they were fun.
What was your favorite?
I honestly liked... I liked the one where he's singing about, like, the chocolate, but it's, like, when they're starting to sell it secretly, like, where they, like, hide in the sewers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, chocolate. And there's chocolate. I like that one.
I thought that was wholesome. My favorite one is the one where him and Noodle were, like, dancing around.
Oh, that was so cute.
It was so sweet. I would like...
Okay, I was a little confused on that dynamic. Was it supposed to be like...
No.
Like brotherly sister, or was it supposed to be like romantic?
Kira, she's like a kid.
No, I know, but he's also a kid. He's a teenager in this.
Is he?
Yeah, he's young.
I'm pretty sure it was brotherly sister, because...
That's what I thought, but there were some parts where I was like...
No, it was brotherly sister, because he doesn't even know how to fucking read.
Yeah.
Let's take that into account. The trade-off was Wonka gives Noodle chocolate. Dude. Oh, that's...
No, that's in the chocolate factory in Wonka. Let's do
22.
Yeah,
she's a minor.
Oh.
He's definitely not asking where his hug's at. Like, I think he's okay.
I'm saying that I thought and hoped it was brother and sister... But, like, there was, like, two, like, scenes where I was, like...
Have you seen those TikToks where it's, like, it's girlfriend and boyfriend, and then she, like, kisses him, and she's, like,
best big brother. I love those.
That's just so fucking funny, dude.
I literally pee myself. They're so funny.
Best big brother ever.
I have one saved in my phone. Every time I get a little too sad, I'll watch it. It makes me laugh.
What the hell? Using it as a crutch is crazy. No, I'm messing. I don't care.
It's so funny.
Honestly, okay. The next three things that I have down aren't even questions. I just like...
Comments?
Comments. I just wrote down my thoughts.
Like, share.
Like, sometimes I wish our lives were actually like this, dude. Not obviously some fucking eating chocolate and flying in the air.
Fantasy?
Not even fantasy. Just like... It's not like just like unserious. Just like,
yeah.
I just wish everything wasn't always like I
the
wish
the world is dying.
Like yeah, I wish things were. I wish some people were more positive. Like I mean, obviously it's a fucking story, but just yeah. Like it's. It was just everything looked so simple and so fun. Like it's just I wanted to live in that world.
Obviously, I want to live in a world where you eat candy and then fly.
See, but then what happens when that the what's it called? The fly gets tired because Willie said that the dude gets tired. What happens?
He gets tired. Fall. No, you go down slowly.
Did he say that?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I thought you just popped down. But yeah. I don't know. This movie was so fun and like
I liked
silly.
It was silly.
It was so like, it was like calming in its own way.
I love silly movies. Like,
yeah.
I just love them. Like, I think it's important to not have like serious movies.
You ever seen Scary Movie?
Yes.
I
love those. They're so funny.
I was going to say, they're so unserious in a genre where everything's just like...
There's like four of them, isn't there?
I think so. I've only seen one, though.
Yeah. I think I've seen one and two. They're really funny.
My brother really likes them. W guy.
Yeah.
All right. Next thing, and I've been waiting for this. Let's just talk about...
I've been waiting for this one.
Let's just talk about Timothée Chalamet.
We did that for like 20 minutes, but yeah.
We also did that in the last episode, Spider-Verse one.
We talked about Timothy?
Yeah, because we somehow got to Dune.
Oh.
And we started talking about Timothy.
It's okay.
I just like...
He has a special place in our hearts.
He has an extra special place in my heart.
Oh.
I'm not... No, okay. That made it sound like I want him. I don't want Timothée Chalamet. I'm just like...
What if he wanted you? What if he pursued you?
I don't like dudes. Like, I don't...
Not even Timothy?
I don't like dudes. I like that doesn't change. No, I'm like a taken man. I'm happily taken. I'm not picking Timothée Chalamet over my girlfriend.
This is the first time I've ever heard him say something like that.
What?
Like, you're always wanting people.
Yeah, fictional characters.
He's fictional.
You didn't give me Willy. What you didn't say? What if Willy Wonka wanted you? You said what if Timothée Chalamet is real?
What if? Okay, you get one hall pass.
No.
Is it Timothée Chalamet?
No. I don't like guys. I'm not attracted to men. Why is every single like episode me, you like...
defending yourself?
Being gay. No, like I'm not gay, dude. But here's a hot take. I don't know if it's a hot take, but this is definitely a take. I think Timothée Chalamet is the best actor of this new generation.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
What do you think? Who's his competition? Tell me that.
What are you saying exactly of this age?
Of this new wave of actors. Of what we are growing up and seeing.
I definitely think he's one of the better, like one of the best. I just don't know if I can say he's like the best.
I think right now he's the best.
I mean, I think his range has definitely helped that.
That's what I'm saying. Not many actors have that range. Because I will say there's...
Are we talking just like men, like actor?
Yeah, the actor and actress are... Okay. It's different.
Yeah.
I'd say for actress, best actress far... Oh, Margot Robbie.
I wasn't going to say she was part of this new wave. I was going to say like Zendaya.
I wouldn't say Zendaya. I'd say like
Zendaya.
Florence.
Florence Pugh. Okay, yeah, Florence.
Florence Pugh is a front runner for that. We'd have to establish where the new wave
there's
starts.
That's a good point. There's just so many. That's another thing I was going to say. I don't exactly know what new age means.
I don't either. Well, I
have an
idea. Because
Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya kind of sit equal to me.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair. Wait a minute.
I was sitting there and I was like, is that what I think? Yes, it is. Well, because she also has a really big range.
She also has a huge range.
Euphoria, Spider-Man, Dune.
Dune, too.
Have you seen the new... She's in this new movie. It's not out yet, so you couldn't have seen it.
Is it the one where she was getting, like...
The tennis player?
Where she getting rubbed up on in the fucking trailer?
Yes.
Dude.
I want to see it so bad. Because
there was all the memes about, like, I know Tom Holland quaking in his boots right now.
Oh, yeah.
And then he got back shots in, like, one of his shows from a dude.
Okay.
Dude, no, I'm serious.
Oh, wait.
You know what I'm talking about? The one where he looks like a...
I also think Tom Holland is one of...
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. Because
he's been in more since Spider-Man.
He was in Uncharted. He was in Spider-Man. He was in...
He was in this one. It was like Devil something, I think.
He's also really good looking.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a very good looking guy. Yeah, he was in Uncharted, Spider-Man's, Devil All the Time.
Yes. That's what I was thinking of, Devil All the Time.
I didn't know he was in Onward. I didn't know he was in Doolittle either. What else? He's been a lot of animated shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's up and coming, and I definitely have a lot of faith in Tom Holland. I love him.
I honestly, I'm excited for this new, like, wave of actors, if I'm being honest.
Okay, new generation actors. So pretty much, most under... Just, like... It's like the social media age actors.
Mm-hmm.
So like Timothée Chalamet, Anya Taylor-Joy, Chloe Moretz. I forgot about her.
I can't see that far.
Motherfucker, it's right there.
I can't see that far.
Okay. Jenna Ortega, Logan Lerman.
Oh, Jenna.
Letitia Wright, the one who played Shuri in Black Panther.
I can't even.
Asa Butterfield, the guy who played, I haven't seen Sex Education, but he looks like he did really good in it. Hailee Steinfeld.
Ooh.
Why is a picture of Tom Felton show up?
She's getting better, but she definitely has those embarrassing, like,
okay, well,
moments.
She's just a different, example. Like, because she's kind of like the Dua Lipa of movies.
Valid.
Because you know how Dua Lipa was when she started.
That you're like performing. That's crazy.
Yeah, because it's just the same. It clicked in my head. It's the same fucking thing. Because Dua Lipa, when
that
she
was
started,
like a puzzle piece for me.
Because when Dua Lipa started performing, she could not dance for shit.
One to pick up the phone.
Okay, that song is good, but
no, it is good, but it's giving the same feeling as like the Hawkeye show.
Yeah. Yeah, but Hailee Steinfeld has been in good,
like it kind of feels like Play-Doh.
Like, but she's gonna be in more good stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm excited to see her like do more things.
It says she's set to play Romeo or fuck.
Romeo.
She's expected to play Juliet in Romeo and Juliet. Jennifer Lawrence.
In what?
Another Romeo and Juliet movie.
When is that coming out?
Bah.
Who is directing that?
Me.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know you were like that.
Let me see. Hold on. Pause. Never mind. This is like trolling me. It doesn't even say it. It says she perfect to play Juliet in Romeo and Juliet, and she another actor who going to win an Oscar in the future.
She perfect.
It's fucking so stupid. Elle Fanning, what was she in?
Everything ever. She was in Maleficent.
I never watched that.
She's in, I'm blanking, but she is in a lot.
Oh, Saoirse Ronan. I love her.
Oh, no, I was going to bring her up when we were talking about Little Women. I was going to say
playing Jo was fucking amazing.
But I didn't actually know how old she was, so.
No, she's 29.
I thought she was old.
She's, okay, you're a bitch.
Not
sorry, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry, that was really harsh. It's really harsh. I did not mean that. I'm sorry. I did not mean that. I am so sorry. That's crazy. No, because I'm so used to being around like other dudes and letting that fly. Like, I was just like, okay, you're a bitch. I did not mean that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
Why are you acting like that actually hurt?
It didn't.
I was going to say, you're like, okay, why are you side-eyeing me? I said, do not keep that in. That's awful.
Keeping that in.
I said, okay, you're a bitch. That's crazy. What was she in? Yeah, she's in Little Women. Have you seen Lady Bird?
No, but I want to.
It's really short, so like it's like a quick watch.
We should do that. We should do that movie.
We'll do that maybe the week after next week, because next week is
Across.
I won't have any on there again.
Okay.
But no, Saoirse, yeah, she hasn't. She was also in what's it called? She had a huge role in what was it? Pretty sure she was in Game of Thrones. You ever watch Game of Thrones?
No. Did you?
No. I just heard she was in it.
That was like my like parents' show. You know what I mean? Like it was a parent show.
It's like a millennial. I hate millennials, dude.
I also hate millennials.
Like I just don't know. Like it's hard to like pinpoint what exactly about millennials is so fucking like
they just
repulsive.
Give me an ick.
Like what? Like give me.
Like they like post on their main story. That gives me an ick.
You can post on your main story.
No, not that. But they post like it's a private story. Or they use like the emojis. Not all, because I like emojis. Don't get that wrong. But like some of it. Them on TikTok. The millennial pause.
The millennial pause is so fucking annoying. I actually hate that shit. What did I even call you a bitch to?
Because I said I thought once her face was older than she was.
What does that have to do with me?
You got heated.
I did get heated. Well, no, I really like Saoirse.
I also really like her. I think the main thing that I've seen her in was Little Women.
Yeah.
And she looked older in that.
You know Will Poulter? You know Will Poulter.
Like I said, names are not my forte. Hit me with a face. I got it.
Okay, why are there boobies on my screen?
Yes, I do know him.
Yo!
He was in Maze Runner.
His girlfriend is 44 and he's 31.
That's not that weird.
No, but she's a cougar.
I mean, it'd be different if they were in like high school, but they're adults.
Oh yeah, he was in Maze Runner.
Maze Runner. He was in
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
That's about it. I don't know. A lot of these new actors don't have much. What's it called? They don't have too many big movies to their name, but like. Saying that they have a couple is already saying enough.
Yeah.
What? Okay, I have a question. What is it about Dylan O'Brien that people... Don't get me wrong, I love him. Really like him. But, like, what do you think it is about him that people are so, like, drawn to? Because people love him. It's like a cult following.
I can't answer that. He looks like every other white brunette.
I think it's the fact that he was in the show, like, Teen Wolf. Because shows like that just attract.
I think it was because he was the main guy in Maze Runner.
Probably.
The same thing happened with Jennifer. Who played Katniss Everdeen?
Lawrence?
Yeah, Lawrence.
There I actually go. Love Jennifer Lawrence.
I also love Jennifer Lawrence.
Because
like, the same thing happened where everyone was drawn to her.
But Jennifer Lawrence has been in a lot more than just Hunger Games.
Yes.
Because she had...
But that's where she got her big break.
That's true.
And that's, yeah. Like...
She was killing it 2012, because she came out with Hunger Games and... Have you seen Silver Linings Playbook?
No.
I watched it, like, a couple weeks ago. It was really good.
It was good.
It was good. A lot of people are, like, left and right about
hold
it.
Hold on. We go back to our movie. Do you have any more questions?
No. I mean, it really just said such a fun movie. Like, it's like... Kid watching.
I also like it. There was one thing that I wanted to point at because I saw like.
I'll probably just end on that.
Okay, that's fine. Is the word like illusion when it like goes back to
ALL?
Yeah. ALL, illusion.
Illusion, what is that?
For like it goes back to a different piece of media or it refers back.
It refers back to something. Expression designed to call something to mind without mentioning it explicitly.
Yes. That's what I want.
Yeah.
An illusion that I saw in this movie was at the end. So he has that chocolate bar and he unwraps it. And his mother wrote on a gold piece of foil, like, the secret. That's why he put the golden foil in his chocolate bar.
For when he did the whole, like...
For when he's giving away his factory.
Shit.
And then, as well on that, he breaks the piece six different ways because there was six friends, but there was also six people that got invited to the
Who's your favorite factory. Kid that got invited, like, in the older movies?
Violet.
Was she the one that gets turned into the blueberry?
Mm-hmm.
what was her spiel? Wasn't she just really, like, annoying? She's just a brat?
Yeah.
Who was the other one? There was...
Oh, wait. Well, okay. I like her... Whatever. I also like the one that was the squirrel.
Oh.
That, like, she's like, I want it. The one
chewing gum?
No, that's Violet.
That's Violet?
Yes.
Oh, Veruca Salt?
Yes.
I love...
Seen the
Veruca's
musical?
Veruca's fucking annoying, huh?
Have you seen the musical? Oh. Have you heard the musical?
For what?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No.
Oh, their songs are good.
I know. My favorite was, what's it called? It was the video game kid. I don't know if he was in the original, but he was in the second one.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
And he was really fucking annoying, so it made me really happy when he got booted off.
Yeah. I like in the first one. In the second one, he could, like, do no wrong, right?
But yeah.
In the first one, he did, like, fuck up. Charlie did. I liked that.
Yeah. The second one is very wholesome. I think Charlie was just a great character.
Greedy over needy. In the first one, Charlie ends up being greedy even though he is needy.
In the first one or the second one?
In the first one.
Was he?
Yeah, because he goes and tries one of the chocolates. And then they're, like, going up the tube. And he's, like,
Oh, yeah.
Willy Wonka's like, yeah, no, you fucked up, man.
That just was actually kind of funny.
Greedy over needy. He was greedy even though he
Are you needy or greedy?
I'm needy.
I'm definitely really needy.
I'm needy.
I'm a very giving person, though, so I can't say that I'm greedy.
You're really, you're really humble, too.
I can't tell if you're trolling me with saying that.
I was joking, but.
Okay. I feel like I'm pretty humble.
No, you are, actually.
I'm not,
I was just making a joke because you were like, yeah, I'm needy, but I'm also really giving. You're really humble, too.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, how I am, bro. It's just stating a personality trait.
Yeah. I mean, I was just joking. You're good.
All right. I think that's it for.
I feel like we have to find a better way to end these because we're always like, all right.
We could use this. We could use what you're talking about right now as a way to end this one and then figure something out later.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.